What's up, everybody? Christopher Lopez here with the Beast Life 24/7 podcast. We are on episode number 7. Before we dive in, I want to remind you to go to iTunes, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, or Anchor, or even YouTube, and subscribe to the podcast. A lot of new episodes going up. I'm getting them up pretty regularly, so you'll be notified when I do put them up. This way, you can listen to them, take 10, 15 minutes out of your day, listen to them, and get more out of your day. This whole podcast project is basically something that I'm working on to help others that struggle or have struggled or are currently struggling with stuff that I've struggled with. Being a business owner, times get tough, and they've been very tough. And I'm fortunate to have gone through some tough times to come out on top. And I would like to relay that information to others who may be, you know, struggling with certain things. So what we're going to cover today hopefully will help you out if this topic resonates with you. But what we're going to cover in episode 7 is living a life of assurance versus living a life of freedom. And you're probably saying, well, what the hell does he mean by that? So real quick, when I first started working out, I was 18. I mean, I worked out in high school. I didn't really know what I was doing. But when I first was really started training, I was about 18 or 19. I was extremely unhappy. I failed out of college. I was fat, overweight, sloppy. And I basically had enough. I decided to take my own life into my own hands and do something positive for once. Because at that time, my life was just falling apart, it seemed like. So I decided to do something positive and I stepped into the gym. And that started my journey of freedom. And you're probably thinking, well, how does that even make sense? So when you take the chance and you take the jump and you decide that you want to live a life of freedom as opposed to live a life of assurance or a life of certainty, you have to come to terms with the fact that you've had enough of the situation that you're in. You've had enough. You're done. Enough is enough. You want to take the next step. You want to move on. You want to better yourself, and you don't care what the cost. So for me, I was at a point where I didn't care what the cost. I was going to start working out and take control and get the body and get in shape, like I wanted to get in shape. And with that comes people telling me not to eat right. Why are you eating that? Why you work out so much? Sometimes it involved me going to the gym at like 9, 10 o'clock at night. Especially when I worked in New York. I mean, I had to train 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then catch a 1 a.m. train back home. Like, people just don't understand. They don't get it. So it comes with a cost. But the cost is far less than the pain that you're in. So you would rather go out on a limb and deal with the naysayers and deal with people telling you that your idea sucks or people telling you that or just not understanding why you're eating right and why you're getting in shape. Deal with the long days and nights and sacrifice because you don't ever want to go back to that pain that you were in. You'd rather do something else than go through the pain that you were in. And that's what it means to truly live a life of freedom. So when you are living a life of certainty, you know the outcome. But I basically could have stayed in that hole that I was in and wallowed in my, depression and, wallowed in a bowl of ice cream or something, like what do fat people do? Like, I could have just kept eating and I could have kept drinking and could have just kept smoking and, and basically I decided not to do that. So certainty versus uncertainty, people telling you what to do versus you making your own decisions to better your life. A life of monotony versus a life of excitement. Now, part of the excitement is the fact that you don't know what's going to happen. I didn't know. Look, it took me a couple of years to get my bearings as far as working out and training. I didn't know what I was doing, but I loved it. I loved it. I loved the way it made me feel. I loved the way other people treated me when they saw I was working out. But that's part of the excitement. That's part of the allure of living life of freedom, is that you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what your day is going to bring the next day. Yeah, you can plan. You know, you can plan, but overall, you know, when you start a business, you know, I started this business here at the gym, I didn't know the outcome. I had no idea. I was going out on a limb and guessing, but it was exciting, and that's part of it. Most people go through life without that, and you'll tend to find that the people that are the ones telling you not to do something or not to eat that. Well, you eat right all the time. What's wrong with you? Don't you like a slice of pizza? Yeah, I do like pizza, but this is more important to me. You know, people that try and bring you down to their level. What I tend to see is it's for a couple of different reasons. Number one, they're too afraid to take the jump themselves. They're too afraid to do something great with their life. They're too afraid to go through the discomfort of uncertainty. And for them, they're not at that point yet. They're basically okay with reassurance because it's easier to go through that pain and the pain of living a life that they're not so fond of rather than take the plunge and do something great and make a difference and make a change. It's too scary to them. The other type of person that I see is someone who tried and failed, and they could not get past that failure, and they could not tell themselves that it was part of the plan. They could not reframe the failure into something positive, and they let them eat them up. And by doing that, it just canceled every other time that living a life of freedom has crossed their mind. Just negated it, canceled it out, because they're too scared to fail again. Those are the two types of people that pull people back in and try and stop them from living their dreams and try and stop them from being free. And it's not no fault of their own, but that's their comfort zone. That's their safe space. That's their way of coping with the fact that they can't do it. So instead of hating on those people and you know, getting mad at them, they just don't get it. So you humor them and you nod your head and smile and you still do what you need to do. As far as I'm concerned, the people that try and pull you down like that, they were either a has-been or they were a never-was, meaning they tried and failed, or they never tried to do a damn thing with their life. And you can't blame them for that. Some people were raised in a way that they were not allowed to harness their dreams and further their life. And they don't know how. They don't. And yeah, you could make the argument and say, well, that's everybody's responsible for their own life. And they are. But some people just don't know how to get out of that. They need help to be pulled out of that. They need somebody to reach their hand out and say, let's go, you know, and show them the way, because they just don't know. They just don't know. Until they see that light, they're living in 100% pure darkness. So you can't hate on those people. You just have to either try and help them, or you just nod your head and move on. You nod your head and move on. The bottom line and the takeaway for living the life that you want versus living a life that other people want you to live is it's going to take sacrifice. You have to understand the taste of freedom in you should be so great that nothing else stands in the way. And if that's the case, then you're going to be fine. If that's not the case, you have to figure out what's going to get you there. Are you afraid of what people think of you? Are you afraid of what they might say? Are you afraid of failing? What's the fear? What's the issue? You have to figure that out. If you have ideas that you want to accomplish and great things you want to do with your life, but you're holding back, you have to figure out what the reason why is, and you have to know why you're holding back. You can't fix it unless you know the reason. Once you do know the reason, you just got to get rid of that. You have to eradicate that. You have to change your mindset, reframe the situation, and tell yourself it's going to be okay. Even if you don't think it's going to be okay, you tell yourself it's going to be okay, and eventually you're going to start believing it. Freedom is where it's at, guys. Living a life on your own terms is where it's at. But you have to understand that there will be people that try and pull you back in. And there will be negative thoughts that cross your mind. And there will be self-doubt. And there will be times where you don't think you're going to make it. But you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward and do what needs to be done. Fake it. Fake it. Fake that mindset. There's days I wake up and I'm like, what the F am I doing? You know? And I still continue on. Anybody that does something worthwhile that tells you they are 100% confident in what they do 100% of the time is full of shit. Fear is natural. It's normal. But it also means you're doing something worthwhile. If you go through your day, you live a life that fear does not cross your mind, you are not living. And that is the truth. So refocus on your day. Refocus on the next week. Refocus on the next month. Draw some ideas and plans and goals out. And figure out what you truly want with your life. And start taking action to get there. And only by taking action and only by doing what your heart truly wants you to do will you get the freedom that you want and the life that you want. But you're going to have to let go of all that negative other stuff, especially the stuff other people put on you. Once you start doing that, you're going to see some great things start to happen. You're going to see some major changes in your life. But it all starts with the story you tell yourself. That's all I got, guys, on this episode. Hopefully it helped you out. If it did, please share this episode. Please share the channel that you're listening to with your friends, with your family, with others who you may think it may help. If you know somebody who's living in a world where they just don't feel free, you know, if they personally, you feel like they need to hear this message, please send it to them. Or listen to one of the other episodes on the podcast and send them that one. All right, guys, I truly appreciate you making it this far on the podcast. I truly appreciate you listening and subscribing. And once again, this podcast is on iTunes, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, Anchor, and YouTube. Check it out, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Enjoy your day.